something that's often used to check band structure calculations is optical absorption. And this is almost the same thing as what I was talking about before. You know that if you have an atom, that it absorbs certain wavelengths. So, and the wavelength has to do with, it'll absorb where there's the photon couples a filled state. So here's that, there's an electron here, and it promotes the electron up into an excited state. And the same thing will happen to metal. So here I've got the density of states of copper, and I shine light on it, and if the photon can couple a filled state to an empty state, there can be absorption. And to calculate the optical absorption of a material like copper, what you do is you look at the dispersion relationship. So really, energy versus K. And the dispersion relationship for a material like copper, if this is the gamma point, we'll have some dispersion curve that looks like this. And somewhere in this, there's the Fermi energy. So these are the filled states, and up here are the empty states. So you go through the first Brillouin zone, and for every K, you look at the filled states, and you see if there's an empty state, H bar omega in energy separated from a filled state. And then you know the initial state and the final state, and knowing the initial state and the final state, you can calculate the transition rate in quantum mechanics. How fast this photon will take an electron from here to there. And then you have to do this for every photon and for every point in the first Brillouin zone. Every K point in the first Brillouin zone, you look how often a filled state is from an empty state and calculate the transition for every one of those. And from this, you can calculate the optical absorption. And the optical absorption will have certain peaks in it, which reflect these peaks here in the density of states. For energies where there are lots of electrons at a certain energy separated from, there must be up here somewhere, a density of states of empty states, where there are lots of filled states separated by one photon energy from lots of empty states, you'll get a peak in the absorption. So people measure the optical absorption and calculate what it should be from the dispersion relationship. And when the two match, then they think they've got a good model for the band structure. So photo emission and optical absorption are often used to try to measure the density of states and the dispersion relationship.